This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's Nuclear Energy Agency said Monday the country had surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium, under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. Iran said it had passed 4.5% enrichment, breaching the limits set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. AP's John Gambrell explains.
That may not sound like a big number, but the reason why the authorities had sought the 3.67% is because it's a low enough number that it can power nuclear power plants and be used for other peaceful purposes, but it doesn't start to edge up towards weapons-grade levels of 90%.
Iran said it could consider enriching uranium to 20% as it abandons its commitments under the nuclear deal. That is, unless it gets help from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed the sanctions after he withdrew the United States from the pact last year. The International Criminal Court found former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda guilty Monday of all 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The rebel leader had denied being a killer and a war criminal when he spoke at his trial in The Hague on Thursday. ICC prosecutors say Ntaganda commanded a rebel group that killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's eastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003. Prosecutors called dozens of witnesses to testify against him, including a number of child soldiers. Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire with links to top politicians and celebrities, pled not guilty Monday to charges that he ran a sex trafficking ring that allegedly exploited dozens of underage girls. He's accused of paying the girls hundreds of dollars for nude or partially nude massages that were increasingly sexual in nature, according to prosecutors. This is VOA News.